97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Happy hump day. Ombliguito de la semana. Thank you so much for waking up with us. My name is Edgar. This is Brian.
Hey, yo.
Good morning to you, bro. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up via call or text 877-971-HITS. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
We're getting ready for the Amp Mini Mix 715 this morning. Tune in. Big shout out to all my Dodger fans out there that are, a little sleepy this morning, but it was all worth it because at 11:30 p.m. in the bottom of the 13th inning, tied 1-1, Bellinger up to bat, and then this happened.
3-2. Ground ball, base hit. Machado comes to the plate. Throw by Yelich. Dodgers win it. Series tied. 2-2.
Are you serious right now? Let's go. I'm acting like we won the World Series, huh? Yeah, but we're still in it, baby. Let's go.
I think this series is going to get more exciting because mm-hmm. the Brewers were not too pleased with Manny Machado last night when he tripped over the first baseman's foot, whether it was intentional or not. And Manny Machado's been a little bit – he's had a little couple little things here and there that are kind of like a little chippy. And in the I watched some of the post game last night. And Christian Yelich basically gave like a three-word interview and then walked off yelling, F that guy, like screaming in the locker room. Oh, like,
yeah, so the right fielder for the Brewers, right, defending his homie on first base and basically called the play a dirty play by a dirty player, being Manny Machado, you know. And then they asked Manny about it and he's just like, listen, man, what happens on the field stays on the field. I know the first baseman. We came up in the minor leagues together. We're homies. It is what it is kind of situation, you know? So we'll see how that happens, because usually beef like that, something will usually happens the next day in a series like this. We don't want it to get that way, but usually maybe a pitcher, you know, kind of a ball slips, hits another player. It's going to be interesting, man. But the series, nonetheless, tied 2-2 right now. Yeah. 2 wins for the Dodgers, 2 wins for the Brewers. Remember, whoever gets to 4 wins first moves on to the World Series, baby. So the next game is today at 2 p.m. Trying to make it out there. Hopefully I get out of here on time. Be out there and watch the game. You guys down to go? We went last. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
We went to the
2 weeks
opening,
ago.
Yeah,
with Atlanta.
First game of the series. You know what, man? 2 o'clock. I'm gonna have to take a rain check.
Come on, Brian. You got LA shaved in the back of your head, bro. Yeah. I need you. You're like a billboard out there, bro.
Yeah, man. I got a lot of stuff to do. Yeah. At 2 o'clock game. Listen,
I
will be watching the game off and on while I'm finishing adult things. That's the problem with my life right now, is that I don't ever have time where I'm not doing something. Either I'm traveling to Atlanta to visit my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. She's out here and I'm entertaining her. We're doing the show. We have events. Like, my accountant he's going to strangle me. Like, I still have not done my taxes
for this year.
Last year.
Well, the ones that were due April 15th.
Yeah, the ones that were due April,
and you got, like, a couple extensions, right?
I keep getting extensions, but he keeps going like, Brian, I need your documents. I'm like, man, I need 15 minutes where I'm not doing something.
Yeah.
Why are the Dodgers playing at 2 o'clock? That is ruining my afternoon.
Brian's got more extensions than Chelsea.
Exactly.
just Tamara combined.
For a red carpet appearance.
So true.
I never knew this, but Chelsea has like short ass hair.
Yeah, really short.
But
it won't
never
grow
noticed.
Anymore.
Well, it kind of does, thanks to the extension.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what girls love when you put that on blast.
No, it's fine.
No, girls are proud of that.
I'm proud of my weave. You know,
yeah.
Right, Tam?
Tam, are you proud of yours?
Definitely.
Girl, yours looks good today. By the way,
thank you.
Damn,
I haven't washed mine in a couple days, so
it's a really great.
I'm wearing a hat.
This is a really great radio bit where no one can see what the hell we're talking about. So you're gonna want to go to Instagram.
But girls can totally relate with that. Now, what is the proper maintenance of a weave and extensions?
Don't touch it if you're a man.
I mean, you're not really supposed to. You're probably supposed to wash your hair less. It's just better for it. So you wash your hair maybe like once every 3-4 days, which I'm on like day 4 right now. So I have a hat on. And I mean, that's really it. Nothing too crazy.
I remember the first time I came across an extension or a weave in a girl. We're like making out, whatever. And you go reach, you know, behind the head to be
like a braid,
to be sexy. And all of a sudden you just feel this bump on the girl's head. And you're like, oh my gosh, did she have surgery on her skull? What's going on? You don't know what to do. How to react. Tamara's cracking up. You've been there,
so
Tamara.
I yanked one out of my girlfriend's hair once.
Oh,
time.
Like, right.
Right, Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know that was a thing. I thought I was like, oh, look what I yanked out. Does that hurt? I thought it was real hair. I was like, how is that possible? I'm so sorry. I think my hand got stuck in it. She's like, and then she was furious because now she's got to go pay to get it sewn back in.
And then that's the thing, they're so expensive. It's like embarrassing how much we spend on it. It's bad.
That's good stuff. Baseball and weaves. That's what you get with us every morning.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Good morning. Happy hump day. Drake continues his L.A. takeover, performing again tonight at the L.A. Forum. If I'm going to check it out, Inglewood, that's my hood. Oh, that's going to be epic right there. We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea hanging out with you this morning, 627. I know many of you were hoping to, maybe if you're going to drive into work, was to go quit. Be like, yo, I'm out of here. I won Mega Millions. Peace. But nobody won the big jackpot, and now the jackpot is gone up to $868 million.
Dang.
That's right now. By Friday, when it's going to get pulled next, it's probably going to go up even higher than that.
Would you tell anybody if you won? I'd keep it a secret. I'd show up for work like, no, nothing changed.
See, just I'd say that I would keep it a secret, but I feel like there's no way I would be able to. I'd be sitting here just like, guys, I gotta tell you something. I won. Just lunch on me.
Every day for your life.
I've read so many stories about how just winning the lotto ruins your life. You know what I mean? Like,
if
you have $868 million, you're coming into that kind of money, you also better have like some sort of security detail set up because you can't broadcast that to everybody. But it's always like, you read these stories of somebody winning all this money for life, or they take the buyout or whatever it is, and next thing you know, they've invested in like 76 pyramid schemes that everyone in their family wants them to do. They bought everybody a brand new car.
Yeah.
And then they're like bankrupt. So it's like they almost end up being worse than they were before they came into the money. You'd never know. And that would be so frustrating for everyone out there, because then when you win, when I win, and I'm like, I'm not saying nothing.
Yeah.
Then everyone will be like, wait, there was a winner? And they're like, nah, they're going to stay anonymous. No.
I just want all you guys to know that I love you now. So when you do win the lotto, you know what I'm saying? I loved you back then. You could say, man, Edgar loved me when I was broke. When we were all broke. Like right now.
I'll just
make that clear.
I'll give you guys, like, there'll be secret hints if I win. Like, all of a sudden, you'll be, like, in the middle of a commercial set. Just be like, hey, what's up, guys? It's Brian. Follow me on Twitter. Like, wait a minute. He just get an ad for his Twitter?
Hold on. The whole 4-minute commercial break was just Brian talking about his social media.
Yep, that's right.
He bought the entire commercials at AMP. All right, man. So, good luck with that situation. Also, you know, Pumpkin Spice Everything season's going down. Right now, Chelsea, you love Pumpkin Spice?
I do, yeah. It's a little too sweet now. I feel like I've kind of, it's a little overrated right now, but.
Do you think this restaurant's gone too far now? So, Buffalo Wild Wings has added pumpkin spice flavored sauce for your wings.
Interesting.
Yay or nay?
I'm not into it.
I could see it strangely being better. I hate pumpkin spice. I don't like pumpkin spice lattes. I don't like the craze. I think it's cheesy. I think everybody like, I got my first PSL of the year. It's like blocked.
Man.
Blocked.
Savage.
Well, if you post that, you're probably annoying me all year long. I just forget about it. No, I think it could be one of those situations where chicken can be so like salty and savory that you put it into something that's got a sweet to it, and it comes out with a whole different combination of taste. So I trust my friends at Buffalo Wild Wings to make the right wing sauce choices.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt on that. And this might be the first pumpkin spice anything that I've ever been able to gravitate towards.
Okay.
It'd be fried chicken dip.
I have an even better idea. Buffalo Wild Wings, bring us some.
Yeah, let's try it.
Let's try it out, and then we'll give some to our listeners, and we'll go from there.
I'm sure you're up serving breakfast.
And bring nachos while you're at it. That's my favorite dish at B-Dubs.
Anything else, Chelsea?
Their nachos are the best. I'm telling you.
It's good stuff. Hey, if you are broke like us, good news for you. So today, obviously, huge Dodger game going down at 2 p.m., right? If you didn't know, now you know. Yesterday, the Dodgers tied the series versus the Brewers. So they tied 2 games to 2 games, right? Whoever reaches 4 wins first moves on to the World Series. Yesterday, in the bottom of the 13th inning, Bellinger hit a walk-off hit. And I got to play it again, man. I know we just played like 20 minutes ago, but I'm super stoked about this.
3-2. Ground ball. Base hit. Machado comes to the plate. Throw by Yelich. Dodgers.
I still get goosebumps, man. So amazing. At that moment, it was like 11:30 or so. I kept trying to like not fall asleep. And then when that happened, I couldn't go back to sleep. It was wild. But the good news is that tickets are selling for only $22 today.
Oh, wow.
For the 2 p.m. game in honor of pitcher Kershaw, who's number 22. Mm-hmm. So just FYI, if you're trying to make it at 2 p.m. and ditch work or whatever it may be, I'll see you guys there.
Well, it's like people were giving a bunch of crap to Dodgers fans online yesterday because when you looked at when the first pitch was thrown, it was like the bleacher seats and the upper decks were really not full.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, you don't understand. You have a 6 o'clock first pitch. You think anyone's making it in time? Yeah. Mm. Like, you can't have a game time anywhere near rush hour for people to get there.
Plus, you got to get up to Chavez Ravine, man. There's like zero public transportation. It's terrible. You trying to grab an Uber? Good luck. You know what I'm saying? It's an absolute mission. Mm-hmm. So $22 for the game today. Cool little stat right here, guys. It was the second longest National League Championship Series game ever. It lasted 5 hours and 15 minutes. So there you go,
too
man.
Too long for a game, man. You got to have like a sudden death option there. Like
let's just flip a coin,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
paper, rock, scissors.
Two dudes race or something.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
And after many complaints, I have great news for you. Apple has replaced its bagel emoji with a new design that actually includes cream cheese.
Thank goodness.
What psychopath just eats a bagel?
No one.
Right? That's how you know that you're around someone who's like a real psycho, like a murder level crazy. If they're just nibbling on a bagel with nothing, just dry, like a piece of corn.
That's how I feel about people who don't drink coffee, too. Like, I don't trust people who don't drink coffee. There's something wrong with
you. Right? Like, how are you so happy to be awake?
That's, yeah.
It's definitely. That's great, guys.
Deal breaker for me.
Not judgmental at all. But yeah, it's like, who the hell complains about their emoji bagel not having cream cheese so much that Apple legit creates one for this?
Well, clearly
so
Brian odd. And I.
I thought it was like just a tire. I'm not, I want a bagel
this?
With cream. What is this round thing?
Is
get out of here.
Is it a toilet seat? What is this?
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
So a big congrats to Lady Gaga, who just announced she's engaged. She made the big announcement on the sly this week, casually dropping the fact that she has a fiance during her speech at the Elle Women in Hollywood event.
I love you, everybody at table five, my fiance Christian, all the loved ones in my life who take care of me every day.
There it is, the plug.
So her fiance Christian is also her agent.
Ooh.
In Hollywood.
And
I was so surprised because, like, I mean, Taylor Kinney was the last guy she was engaged to a few years ago. And
is that that long ago?
It was, wow. I want to say, like 2 years ago, three years ago.
I find myself being strangely protective of this situation.
Why?
I don't know. There's no reason for me. I think it's because Taylor Kinney has, like, gray hair and he was a younger dude with gray hair. And I have gray hair. And yeah. So I protect my
so
gray
random.
Hair brothers.
Yeah.
Like, I started going gray at 16, you know? So I saw him and I was like, for some reason, I felt like, yeah, man, we can all make
solid.
It. I don't know. I have no idea why I'm so hurt by this.
That's really funny. Well, the thing is, they were so public with their relationship, and Gaga's kept this one super private. And I think
right.
That's when I heard the news. I was like, wait, who's she? Is it Bradley Cooper? Like, who's she engaged to? I like had no idea.
Her last fiance, I just liked him because I liked his character on his TV show. I'm like, yo, he's such a great guy.
Yeah.
He's a firefighter. He, like, saves people.
Listen, if two out of three of us are very hurt about this, she's wrong. Give Taylor Kinney a chance,
right.
Man.
Yeah.
Also, if it's your agent, let's say you can't beat him, pay him. Like,
I mean, talk about teamwork.
Let me bring this up though, because I think this happens a lot. Because let's be honest, and we've talked about this before, we spend a lot of time with each other. We spend a lot of time, you who are listening, spend a lot of time at work, probably more than anybody else. And things start happening. You think you're in love, you start hanging out, hooking up with people at work. In your experience, is it a good idea to mix business with pleasure, like Lady Gaga is right now, a.k.a. dating a coworker or boss? Hit us up via text or call 877-971-HITS.
I mean, you're asking me? Hell no. That's a bad idea. I've already dabbled in that world before. It never works out.
Yeah, the majority of the times that I've seen it work out, man, like, meaning happen in front of me, it's never worked out in a good way.
I can't imagine.
Like, it always ends sour. Then those people can't see each other. It affects the entire ambiance of the office. It's nasty.
I can't imagine going to work and having your boyfriend or husband being there. You need that breakaway, that independence, right? Anyways, okay, moving on. So this was trending yesterday. It's very interesting. Actress Keira Knightley admitted she's banned her daughter from seeing certain Disney movies because she doesn't agree with the princess culture message.
She's banned from seeing certain children's movies, right?
Yeah.
What are they? Cinderella, because, you know, she waits around for a rich guy to rescue her. Don't rescue yourself, obviously.
Mm. Right.
And this is the one that I'm quite annoyed about, because I really like the film, Little Mermaid. I mean, the songs are great, but do not give your voice up for a man. Hello. Wow. Oh.
So there you have it.
Is that a real thing, or is she just being like, I'm going to be extra annoying today, and I'm going to trend on the internet?
She said that she does let her daughter watch Frozen, Moana, and Finding Dory. But the thing is, why I don't maybe think she's lying is because she's actually promoting right now a Disney movie she's in. So like pretty ballsy for her to say that, you know?
Well, maybe she's just like, yo, don't watch those movies. Watch mine.
Right.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm asking like from a serious perspective. Like, I don't have any kids, but I could see how like culture is changing. I've never thought about the fact that maybe those cartoons have like some subconscious messaging in terms of those things. So now I'm in kind of the headspace where sometimes I hear people say stuff like that and I don't trust any of it. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's real, but maybe it is.
I think it's a fact that we get influenced by the things we watch, even as adults. So you can imagine a child, and even my daughter, we're careful with what she watches and doesn't watch, and she's barely going to be two. But you ask any girl, and majority of the girls can tell you what Disney princess they identify with.
Little Mermaid.
See?
All day, every day. And that's why I think it makes me upset a little bit, because that was such a big part of my childhood. Mm. And so to this day, I hear those songs and it just brings back all the memories. It makes me happy. So I think that I agree with what she's saying. I think that that's a really interesting way to look at it. But I think you need to expose your children to these Disney movies. I mean, there's also a lot of great lessons in them, you know?
Right. I do agree now that I think about it. The influence it had on me as a child. I love those seashell bikinis, man.
Oh, Lord.
I'm all about it. I'm all about those. I just thought about it.
Okay. Time to wrap up. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Big dilemma times. Should you date somebody at work? Yes or no? In your experience, you know, how does that work out for you? Mixing business with pleasure. We just heard Chelsea tell us that Lady Gaga announced that she's engaged with her agent. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Good morning to you. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. Cecily from Riverside, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for hanging out with us, Cecily.
Thank you, guys. I love you guys so much.
Oh, you're the best.
Cecily.
Love you, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Cecily, do you recommend mixing business with pleasure? Has that worked out for you?
No, and I've done it 2 times, and both times it's terrible. It sounds like a good idea because you're spending so much time with that person, but once there's like one bump in the road, it gets super messy. There's unnecessary tension. People don't know how to mind their business at work. Don't do it.
So when are you going to do it the third time?
No. Third time's not the charm.
Oh, we're supposed to trust you now that you learned your lesson?
I did. Two was enough for me.
What's a specific example of how it backfired?
The second time probably was the most recent time, and the guy we said we were going to date, and it was going to be low-key, and then it didn't work out, and then he told a few of our other coworkers that we're, like, on a very small team together, so everyone knew our business, and it was really uncomfortable for me because they'd be like, so you and this guy, and I was like, nope, I don't want to hear it, we don't need to talk about it, that's my personal stuff, and I confronted him on it, too, and he was like, well, I was just talking to my friends, and I was like, they don't need to know what goes on between you. Yeah. So I say no. Lady Gaga should not do that. I say don't marry him.
You got to keep it a secret just because of all the weird interpersonal relationships. I remember I worked at a place in college, an engineering firm, and I was just kind of like an entry level, just data entry. And my friend, this girl that I went to school with, she worked with me. So we were like coworkers, same level. She started hooking up with the guy that supervised us.
Yeah, issues.
And it was hilarious to see when she was pissed at him, he would flat out go like, hey guys, could you mind doing this? And she'd just be like, no. And I was like, damn. You can see on his face, he wanted to be mad about it, but he knew he couldn't because he was getting trouble like on the backside at home, too.
Double trouble.
Yeah.
They'll have a serious talk when they get home.
It's like when you used to get in trouble with your mom, and then she'd say, wait till your dad gets home, too. Like, it's damn, double whammy. Cecily, we got a text from the 323. They want to know if you ever hooked up at work with your coworker.
Oh, no, that I won't do. I'm not that messy. I'm
classy. There you go.
But you thought about it, right?
Sure. Who doesn't think about it?
Love you, Cecily. Thank you for calling. Have a great week.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Cesar from Santa Clarita. Bro, do you recommend mixing business with pleasure?
Negative. Hey, don't where you eat, basically.
Okay, then there's that.
That's one way to look at love.
Exactly. Hey, man, if it hasn't worked out for you, that's how it feels.
Have you had a personal experience that's had gone south with a coworker?
No, not personally, but I've seen it a lot. Back in the day, I had a coworker, just supervisor and a coworker. You know, they just decided to just, you know, do their thing. And went south, so it just got really weird at work, you know what I mean? And it just made the rest of the employees really uncomfortable.
Right.
It's like being around a relationship going south.
Yep.
Whether it's like your parents, like your friends, sucks. But at least you can like go to a different room. When it's at work, you're literally stuck in the middle of something like, hey, could you guys do this later? I need you to sign off on these things real quick.
Yeah. It's just awkward and you're there for 8 to 9 hours. You know right. what I'm saying? Just dealing with it.
Yeah,
at least you're getting
sure.
paid, but still, mm-hmm. it sucks.
You know, I'm going to work, not to, you know, I want to be comfortable. You know what I mean?
I feel you, Cesar. Thanks, man. Appreciate you calling in and keeping it 100, bro.
All right, guys. Hey, go Dodgers, baby.
Arriba los Dodgers. Let's go, bro. Later, man.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
I'm still stuck, man. Big win yesterday for the Dodgers. We're tied 2-2 in that series versus the Brewers. Game 5 today at 2 p.m. See you guys there. Dodgers actually giving out, not giving out, but selling $22 tickets, by the way.
They're giving out tickets for $22.
Yeah, it's really easy. What are our tickets saying, Brian?
We got one from the 909. Kelly in Orange County said it worked out well for her. They have kids together. They've been together for 4 years.
Oh, wow.
We got one from the 951 that basically says, I had a relationship with someone that worked under me at work. It was on the DL. People started noticing pictures of us. Eventually, I had to be let go because I wouldn't fire her, and it was an HR violation in quid pro quo, which means this for that. So there is that part. There's that legal part.
Man, when kids are involved, I remember I worked at a radio station. I'm not going to mention names, but one of the co-hosts was dating like a street teamer, you know, promotions tech. And then they ended up having a child together and whatnot. When it came time to paying child support because they broke up and he wasn't paying.
Oops.
Oh, my gosh, yo. I mean, that drama made it on the air. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great content for the show, but.
You're like, keep doing it, but don't. And this one's hilarious from the 818. I say, go for it. I'm the product of an employee-boss relationship.
That's a funny perspective.
My parents have been married for over 37 years. My father said he loves getting bossed around by a strong woman, both at home and at work.
That's TMI.
He's got a fetish for that.
Yeah.
On that note, congrats.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Brian, Edgar, and Chelsea hanging out with you right now. And Alexa in studio, ready to answer your questions in the only way that she knows how to answer them, in a sassy, mad attitude kind of way.
Straight up sass.
Jeez.
What?
It sounds like one of those commercials like
Monster Truck?
Sunday.
Sass on a Wednesday.
Sounds like a wrestling guy.
I know. That too. I just got excited. It's been a while. We didn't have her on last week. Okay, here we go. This one is from Monica in Cerritos. And this is based on our topic yesterday where Piers Morgan said it was emasculating and unmanly for men to wear baby carriers in front of them when they carry their children.
A little chest harness, you know?
Yeah. Monica wanted to give a little background on her question. So Monica says, hey, Alexa, what do you think about men wearing baby carriers?
Is it manly for men to wear baby carriers on their chests? Hell to the yes, it is.
There we go.
There is nothing more manly than a dad taking care of a baby. Not only that, but it is hot, too.
Preach.
Give me a minute to cool down my processor.
Yeah.
Not only is using a baby carrier hot, but it is also practical. Have you ever tried to carry a child just using your arms for a long time? They start hurting and want to fall off.
True.
The worst is when you have a sleeping kid that you don't want to wake up in your arms and you have to see how much pain you can take before you set them down and risk waking them up.
It's got to be true, right? I always feel bad when I see like a parent carrying a sleeping child because you know that predicament. Especially like a dad at Disneyland or something where you can see the child's exhausted. They're doing no help on their own. They're not holding on. And you can see that look on their face like, just get them, please, into the car. Don't wake up.
The worst is like when your child is like super light, like my daughter Ariela is super light, and then you get like a friend that has like a beast for a child. Like, hey, you want to carry them real quick?
No.
And you're not used to that kind of weight. You feel like, oh, my bad, good Lord. And by the way, I wish I could be carried. in a harness every once in a while. So I think that's great. Manly as hell.
When I see kids doing that, because when I was younger, I was a little brat. I used to pretend to sleep. So my parents would carry. So my parents would carry me. So I'm always like, I'm on to that kid. They just don't want to walk at Disneyland.
Just flopping backwards.
Yeah.
Like, no one sleeps like that. What are you doing? This next question is from Lynette in Fontana.
Fontucky.
She says, hey, Alexa, how come I can never remember my email passwords?
So true.
You can't remember any of your passwords because of all of the stupid rules that companies make now when they make you set up a password.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. It is so dumb. You need small letters, capital letters, numbers, special characters, and who the f*** knows what else. I think that the harder password to figure out is the simple one. Nobody would ever guess that your password is the number one. Not spelled out, just the number.
Right?
Well, now it's even the thing, like, you will have your password, you'll type it in, and then they'll be like, click the squares that have a stop sign in them, or a crosswalk, and I'm like, what is this? I don't know.
I don't have time for this.
Like, seriously, that is my biggest pet peeve. I mean, I'm so over it.
Nothing makes you feel more stupid than when you can't answer your own security question.
Yes.
You're like, who's your best friend growing up? I'm like, I don't even remember that.
Did I have one?
Yeah, and then you switch it over to just, like, they have the numbers that are all melty.
Yeah.
You're like, oh. And you keep getting that wrong?
Yeah.
You're like, how am I dumber than these things? That are trying to hack into my email. And also, why are you trying to hack into my email?
Yeah, maybe I am a robot.
Work email passwords are the worst. Those are the ones that you get the dumbest with, because every like so often they're like, yo, you need a new password.
Mm-hmm.
So you just keep adding numbers like 2, 3, 4, 5 to it every single time.
Every time I log into the computers at the station, I have to change my password because I can't remember what my email password was. And you have to log into to edit audio and things, you have to put that password in.
Right.
And I'll do it 3 times and they'll lock it. Then I have to walk down, talk to Wayne.
Talk to IT.
IT, and then he looks at me like I'm a stupid idiot. How do you not remember your passwords? All right, last question. Sorry, I get very heated about this password thing. From Veronica in Baldwin Park. Hey, Alexa, what do you think of eating leftovers?
Eating leftovers is the best. It gives you an excuse to eat terrible, unhealthy dinner foods for breakfast judgment-free. People will judge the shit out of you if you eat a steak and spaghetti for breakfast. But if you tell them that they are leftovers, they will think that you are just doing the right things and not wasting food that you cooked. It is actually a genius excuse for eating anything that you want. Also, if you are really f***ing brave, you can blame finishing off a bottle of wine that you opened the night before for breakfast.
Wow.
I mean, you don't want to waste it, right?
True.
That's very true. Leftover season's coming up for many Latino households. I know mine as well. Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Tamale season, man. We get tamales from now till the 2nd of January. And then it keeps going in February for Candelaria, so I'm down with that.
Feel free to bring those tamales
in here,
because all I'm living on right now is hard-boiled eggs and protein shakes.
Stuff tastes better the next day, too, like pozole or things of that sort, man. Just tastes way better the next day, for sure.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Thank you for hanging out with us. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Get ready for our special mission of New Phone, Who Dis? Where we help you find the true identity behind your unsaved numbers or weirdly named contacts that you have on your phone. And today, there's a little bit of a twist to it. The investigation revolves around an unknown number on my phone that recently texted me this, quote, I'm glad your junk is okay, exclamation mark. From an area code 914, I don't have this person saved on there. And on the text, it doesn't even say, like, maybe so-and-so.
Right, it's nothing at all.
I have no idea
except
who this person may be.
The 914 is, like, upstate New York. But at this point in time, cell phone area codes really mean nothing.
Especially living in New York and L.A. Like,
or whatever.
You know, there's transplants everywhere. So.
Exactly.
But you did used to live in New York, so that's interesting.
Yeah, I lived in Manhattan with the wifey for about 3 years, and then we moved out here back home to Southern California. Now, it could be somebody totally, like, random that was, like, wrong number. Maybe they texted this to somebody else, you know, the morning after. Hey, I'm glad your junk's okay. I don't know. Or it could have something to do with me because a few days ago, I was talking about and I posted on my social media that I spilled hot coffee on myself while driving.
Now, if you weren't such a good person, if it was me, we'd have more concern because... But with you, it's like, I'm 90% sure this is just like a friend you just have never saved, which could be embarrassing too, because then you're going to have to admit to them you don't have them saved.
Yeah.
But not some creepy situation. With me, I wouldn't be so positive about that. I wouldn't be so excited to reply to a, hey, Brian, I hope your junk's okay. Who is is this? Why? Do I need ointment? Antibiotics? What happened?
What did you find out?
Oh,
no. What did your test results say?
Your past coming back to haunt you. Oh, finally.
That's what took me down.
Yes.
So I've obviously already told my wife about this, and she just laughed because obviously she knows, and everybody that listens knows, I'm straight up just whipped. But it is interesting to find out who would text me that. It's the only text I have from this person. So we're about to call that number right now and find out. Chelsea and Brian will be doing the investigating. And just keep me anonymous in the beginning, bro. Definitely. I don't know if I want to come out of anonymity or not.
That's right. Well, I mean, you're going to come out of it in front of everyone on the radio. But yeah, to this caller, for sure.
For the caller, yeah. Here we go. Who's thinking about my junk?
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
Hey, do you have a minute to talk?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Chelsea.
Hey, I'm Brian. We got one of our friends got a text message from this number, and they're not quite sure who it is and what it's about. Can we tell you what the text is?
Hello?
They hung up!
Why?
Oh my God!
We're serious about this.
Do you recognize the voice at all?
Guys, I have no idea who this is.
Okay.
All right, let's try it again. Let's just come with it real quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if it's just like a tow truck driver that works at a junkyard.
Had to be somebody.
Maybe not. Like
oh.
Hey.
Hello?
I'm back. I'm sorry. We got disconnected. What's up?
Oh, no problem. Hey, did you send a text the other day to somebody that says, good thing your junk is okay?
No, I did not.
You
no.
did not send
that? Are you
okay.
sure?
Yeah, we got that. Huh. We got that on.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Hey, I'm just going to come out.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, buddy? My name is Edgar. What's your name?
I know you, Edgar. I follow you on Instagram.
What's up?
How did you get Edgar's number?
I don't know.
Hello?
Hello?
How did this guy get my number? I have no idea who it is.
No, but he doesn't seem like he's in a good mood about it. Maybe he got it on do you have your phone number listed on Instagram? I don't know what we do. He seems so annoyed with us.
I guess that kind of brings a little bit of clarity in the sense that he probably saw an Instagram post where I posted I almost burned my junk off spilling coffee all over my lab while driving, right?
Well, it's good that it's a guy concerned about your burning junk and not a girl.
Yeah.
I don't know what his Instagram handle is, though. And I don't know how he got my number.
That's, I think, the scary thing for me. It's like thinking about, is it posted somewhere? Public?
No,
you know?
No.
You just wonder.
I have the number. I just went onto my Instagram. It's the number here to the studio, 877-971-4487.
I mean,
he'll hit me up on the DM eventually, so. This is so weird, guys. So weird. But anyways, hopefully he'll just DM me at some point.
Well, at least we know, you know, I mean, we know someone. Well, yeah. You get a text and someone's concerned about your junk in any capacity. You really want to kind of know who the heck it is. And now you know that you can just find your phone number anywhere on the internet,
I guess. My phone number is on the internet.
Okay.
So that's interesting right there.
I wish we were smart enough to figure that out.
Now you're going to start getting a bunch of text messages because someone's going to figure it out because they're going to Google.
Go ahead, man. You know, I'll text you back. All right, coming up next. Oh, speaking about weird. Whoo-wee, we have another update to our little sis Chelsea's love life.
Oh, boy.
Chelsea's love radio novela continues.
Why are you happy about this?
Okay.
We have a crazy twisted update, and it has to do with her ex, the Scottish hunk that flew in from Europe a few weeks ago.
Kieran.
Trying to get Chelsea back.
Chelsea.
Every time you do that, I just...
Yeah, Chelsea, want you back.
And we're going to title this radio novela...
Oh, boy.
Un ex.
One ex.
Una Chelsea.
One Chelsea.
Y un escándalo.
And a scandal.
Yep.
Find out what Chelsea just found out about her ex a few days ago that has her all twisted up about him. Details next.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Before we get you details on something twisted that happened in Chelsea's love life, we want to ask you this. What shocking thing did you find out about your ex, obviously after you broke up, that made them way less attractive, way less desirable? You're like, oh my gosh, ill. Straight up like that. All right. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text us. 877-971-HITS. What thing did you find out post breakup about your ex that you're like, ew? Now, another update to Chelsea's love radio novela on 97.1 AMP Radio.
On 97.1 AMP Radio.
It has to do with her ex, Kieran, the Scottish hunk
Get on Chelsea. Chelsea. I want you back, Chelsea.
A few weeks ago, trying to get Chelsea back. Chelsea really thought about it. Had a very, very romantic week that week. Mm-hmm. He's back in Europe. And then this weekend, she found out something twisted about his past. In this episode called Un Ex.
One Ex.
Una Chelsea.
One Chelsea.
Y un escándalo.
Y un scandal.
That's a scandalo in español.
That's a scandal in Spanish.
Chelsea.
All right.
What happened this weekend? You were around bosses, our bosses.
Yeah.
Ooh. Awkward as hell.
Yep.
What did you find out?
So on Friday, I went to dinner with two of my bosses and some friends. And one of my bosses actually brought a friend along, a date.
Person.
Shall we say?
Who knows?
A lady friend.
Yeah.
So we're all sitting at dinner. We're catching up. And, you know, the topic of my love life came up in conversation. As my bosses were asking me, they're like, yeah, whatever. So what's going on with that Kieran guy who lives in Amsterdam? Like, what's the story? And so, you know, I kind of go on telling them the details of it, how we met in L.A. We had our first date, our second date in Amsterdam, him picking me up from the airport. Very romantic love story.
Basically The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Kind of.
Yeah, he was from Spain and stuff.
Yeah. So I'm telling him the story, and the date of my boss's date.
By the way, both bosses are male.
Yes.
And so the one boss that you're talking about brought another woman.
Yes.
With him, a friend, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, who knows?
Yeah. So she goes, oh my God, like, is he cute? Do you have a picture? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Okay. Pulling up a picture of Kieran to show her and everyone at the table. And so I hand her my phone to see the picture. And she goes, oh my God, I totally hooked up with him.
Whoa! She said this out loud.
In front of people?
At the table, in front of my bosses. And I'm sitting there like, what? Because first off.
Prove it. Where are the pictures and videos?
He lives in Amsterdam. He's been to LA like 5 times, 4 of which were with me when we were together.
And he's a fast mover.
So I'm sitting there like, wait, what's going on? Like, kind of asking more questions, but letting her talk. And she goes on this whole story about how, like, they met at this bar on Sunset. He bought her a drink from across the bar. And I'm like, first off, that doesn't sound like him because he doesn't put that much effort into, like, meeting girls. It's just the truth. I'm like, that doesn't
Chelsea
sound like
him. She has to go, so Chelsea.
Chelsea getting jealous already?
Yeah, no kidding.
But I'm just like, wait,
he
what?
Never put any effort in with me.
So, no, but like, I mean, I just like, no, he's not like that. So anyway, so she's telling the story and she's going on. And she's like, he's such a player. He's a jerk. And she's kind of just like bad mouthing him. And I'm sitting there.
Out loud, in front of everybody.
And I'm kind of not really believing her. I'm sort of like, is this, I don't know. This just seems, this is crazy that this would happen. So then she drops a bomb. She all of a sudden knows stuff about him. Like, she knows what he does for a living. She's like, yeah, he works for this booking company where he books hotels. And I'm like, how would she know that?
Oh my God,
so,
yeah.
Like, it has to be true.
How convenient. He books hotels.
Oh, that's right.
Gosh.
Hey, let me slide you a hotel key across the table.
Yeah. So then I'm like, this is too weird. I'm at the table. It's like mad awkward.
Yeah,
and like, I'm embarrassed and just not really sure.
What does everyone's face look like?
We're all in shock.
Imagine,
like, everyone is just confused.
Being at dinner with your bosses, and one of your bosses' date says, I've hooked up with your ex.
Yeah.
Out loud.
Out loud.
Awkward.
And come to find out, so like, I was like, well, when was it? And she said it would have been like a year before we met. So it was before me. So for me, like, I mean, first off, it's just weird that this is all going down. How, like, ironic. This is crazy.
Yeah.
But also, I'm like, okay, it was before us. Everyone has a past. So I'm texting him about it. And I'm like, get this story. Like, did you hook up with this girl? Like, what's going on? And he's straight up denying it.
Never, Chelsea. Never.
He is not giving up. Like, he even, like, he calls me, he's nonstop calling me all night, like,
guilty.
trying to tell me, like, it never happened.
Never
and I'm
happened,
like, look,
Chelsea.
I'm not mad. This is weird.
Don't
but
be mad,
like,
at me, Chelsea.
I'm, like, grossed out, obviously.
Don't be grossed out at me, Chelsea.
And,
that's actually Kieran.
Yeah, straight up denying it. He was, like, with his aunt he was actually in Scotland when I talked to him, and he's, like, gets his aunt on the phone.
Talk
trying
to my
to, like,
aunt,
convince
Chelsea.
Me. I'm like, what is going on? So just, like, very, like,
wait,
I just
hold
feel
on, hold on. We're missing something here. So are you trying to say that his aunt knows more about his love life?
Well, his aunt knows me. I've met his aunt before.
Yeah.
And
how
they are really close.
But if she hooked up with this chick
or not?
Well,
she's basically on the phone being like, he would never buy a girl a drink from across the bar. You know, she's just trying to say.
He would never do that, Chelsea. But I imagine they all sound the same.
So there's that, you know.
Damn, Chelsea.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What shocking thing did you find out about your ex after you broke up that made you, you know, just think less of them in regards to being attracted to them, less desirable? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text us.
Or if you just want to say, wow!
And now it's like, just own up to it. Now, why is he denying it?
Because he's guilty, Chelsea, and he still wants a chance with you. And there it is, another episode of Chelsea's Radio Novela. Una ex.
One ex.
Una Chelsea.
One Chelsea.
Un jefe.
One boss.
Oh, man.
Una mujer.
What's that?
And,
otra mujer.
And another girl. And another girl. I should have said that more confidently.
Y un escándalo.
And a big scandal.
Sorry the title was so long, guys, but, you know, we're trying to fit everything in on that. I love this song. Kelly from Huntington Beach, good morning.
Good morning.
What's something you found out about your ex post-breakup that made him less attractive?
Well, apparently he befriended my best friend at the time, mm-hmm. and they started dating, and little did I know they had stuff going on when we were together that I had absolutely no idea about.
Oh, no. So she was like kind of a side chick, or they were doing some stuff when you guys started dating again?
Exactly. Well, we were dating for 4.5 years.
Wow,
and
So how did you find out about it?
Remember exactly, but I know that when they started dating, she was saying, oh, yeah, we were talking this month, and I was like, well, we were together that month, and then she it was actually later than that. It was actually month, and I was like,
So your friend's not that smart.
As soon as you backtrack and like the, oh, no, never mind, did I say May? I meant July. What am I talking about? That's so stupid.
Dumb. So bad with my months, you know what I'm saying? There's 12 of them, and like to remember them, so difficult.
So bad with my months.
Kelly, thank you for calling in. It sounds like you're super happy nowadays, though.
Yes, I am.
Love it. Thank you so much, Kelly. Have a great week.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Rachel from Garden Grove, good morning.
Hello.
By the way, side note, that's what my mom calls the Olive Garden for some reason. Garden Grove. It's just always the funniest thing ever.
As long as you know what she means, that's what communication is.
She's like, mijo, let's go eat at Garden Grove. I'm like, what? Anyways, what did you find out after you broke up with your ex that made him less attractive?
Well, a lot of things, but I find out that he's 2 years older than he said he was, so that was weird.
How would he lie about 2 years?
I've done that before. Really? I don't know literally 2 years. I don't know why I lied about my age. It was like, I got busted in a weird way, too. Eventually, like, someone was like, yeah, it's Brian's birthday. He's turning 26. And she's like, I think he's 24. I was like, and I don't know why I did it. I just, once you like lie for the first time and you say, I think it's because I wanted to just be, she was like, I'm 24. And I'm like, me too.
Yeah. We have so much in common.
Yeah, exactly.
You should come over.
Yeah. He also lied about what college he went to. He said he went to UCI when he went to a community college.
That makes sense.
And then he transferred to Pepperdine, which he never went to. So that was
Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he went to some party and he got somebody's sweatshirt from a fraternity and he wore that.
Oh,
like,
my God.
As if he went there.
Wow.
He was really trying to cover up all his lies. Ugh. Get out of here, bro.
At least he's committed.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, Rachel, thank you so much. I bet that definitely made him less attractive, right?
Oh, yeah.
Good looking out. Rachel, we love you, girl. Have a great week. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
What are our texts saying, Brian?
We got a ton of them for people saying that they found out that right afterwards that their ex slept with their best friend, which is rude.
So bad.
That'd
bro.
Be awful.
Right?
From the 213, I found out 4 months after we broke up that he actually had 2 kids with his former girlfriend.
Yikes.
He never told me about. I lived with a guy for 2 years. He kept telling me that the child with his ex was not his. I believed him. Then when I was moving out after we broke up, I found paternity test receipts. He was the father the whole time.
That would be funny. She's like, I saw him on the Maury Povich show and he was the father.
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot of them, man. We have 4 text messages in a row from people saying they found out after they broke up that the person that they had been with before actually they had kids together and they had never said anything. That's amazing.
Isn't it shocking though and amazing? Like, you have these relationships with people, right? You break up and you thought you knew who they are who they were.
Yeah, you find
and you thought they were honest and open. And later on, you're like, wow, that is wild.
Then we got one from the 562 saying, Brian is killing the impression of Kieran. Well, thank you, 562 Chelsea.
It is really good.
Scottish
kind of creepy.
That's Chelsea's ex, by the way. And Chelsea just found out this weekend, if you didn't tune in earlier, some random chick hooked up with him. when he was in L.A. It was before Chelsea, by the way. You know what I'm saying? So it makes it a little bit better. But awkwardly. Then he tried to deny it. He even got his aunt on the phone to, like, vouch for him, which is weird.
It was the weirdest thing.
Hey, aunt, vouch for my love life. Who did I hook up with? Like,
well, now it's like, because there's receipts. So it's like, just freaking own up to it. Right. You know what I mean? At this point, like, I don't care. You have you're allowed to have a pass.
So moral of the story, if you want to be happy, just don't do it.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial Free Monday.
Last night at the BET Awards, Lil Wayne was honored with the I Am Hip Hop Award for his contribution to the rap game over the years.
What the f*** though? Damn. Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, ooh. I let one go.
So good.
And during his speech, he got really emotional, and he thanked a guy named Uncle Bob, who is a white cop, a white police officer, who he says saved his life after a near-death experience that happened when he was 12 years old. Listen to this.
There's a man in New Orleans. His name is Uncle Bob. He came into an apartment one day. He bust in the door. He saw legs on the floor. It was my legs. He saw blood everywhere. A bunch of police hopped over me. He refused to do so. He said EMS tried twice and they told him, there's nothing. He brought me to the hospital himself. He kicked in the doors. He said, you get whatever you gotta do and you make sure this child make it.
That's dang. So powerful. And and his whole message was, I refuse, right? So it's all the people that refused to give up on him in his life, whether it be friends, family, people in the industry, and so on and so forth. And I don't know, man. I just see someone like Lil Wayne using this platform to tell this story, right? Mm-hmm. In the atmosphere that we're living in right now of how this police officer saved his life. And then you hear Kanye doing his thing and his rants. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, Lil Wayne's doing it right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's also nice to hear a story where, you know, we see so many videos going viral of police interactions with people of color that are not that.
That
are not positive, that are awful. And we're at a point in society where we're confronting those, and every day we hope it gets better and better and better. But it is nice to hear, like, a story of a man. You know, white man, white police officer. He had every reason to say, and other cops said, don't. Like, there's nothing we can do about it. He had every reason to keep doing whatever job he needed to do. But he felt for that in that moment that it was more important to try to save this one boy's life, that's an amazing story.
Yeah, it's cool. And he said he's kept in touch with the guy over the years. And he's like, I even try to buy him anything, his lunch. he won't let me. And he goes, and finally, recently, he asked him, what do you want? What can I give you? And he said, I need a job. So he didn't say if he gave him a job, but he ended his speech kind of on that note. So it seems like he figured out a way to get this guy a job.
And I think he ended on that note saying, like, this person was with me all these years and I've kept a relationship with him and he's never wanted anything from me except be there for me.
Yeah, hell, you know what I'm saying? Security guard at this point for him.
Yeah. It's a super, super dope guy right there.
Good
Uncle
story.
Bob.
So last night, ABC's Roseanne reboot, The Conners, made its debut without Roseanne Barr. As you may remember, she was fired from the show back in May after posting a series of racial tweets. So we knew that the show was going to kill her off. And they didn't waste any time because last night's episode picked up with The Conners dealing with her sudden death.
I just got a call from a friend in the coroner's office. The autopsy found that it wasn't a heart attack. Roseanne OD'd on opioids.
Whoa. Not possible.
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
Are they planning on addressing that the entire season, like opioid addiction? Because if they're not, I'm not okay with that. They're just going to gloss over it like, well, she's dead by opioids. Heroin's a real pain in the butt. And then they're going to go on to their, you know, jivey comedy. I'm not down for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Roseanne's always been a show that's kind of dealt with real life issues. Right. So I think that they, and I guess in last season she, and I didn't watch it, but I guess that they did talk about how she was dealing with an issue with opioids. Oh, okay. So I think that it just kind of, you know, they're bringing into this episode. But as you can imagine, Roseanne Barr herself was not very happy with the way she was killed off. And during the episode, she actually tweeted out, I ain't dead, bitches.
Wrong.
Whoa.
So there's that.
She doesn't know. It's just a TV show, right?
Well, I think. But she released a statement saying, we regret that ABC chose to cancel Roseanne by killing off Roseanne Conner's character, that it was done through an opioid overdose, lent an unnecessary grim and morbid dimension to the otherwise happy family show. So there's that.
I mean, I lost my cousin to an opioid overdose, and I just want them to handle it in a way that embraces the actual pain and doesn't just gloss over that. I'll have a real problem if the next episode it's like canned studio laughter and they just move on with their lives.
Right. Use this as this huge platform for good and educating helping.
Show the realness.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app where you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Good morning. We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. I'd like to welcome Brian's little bro, Pat, on the phone. Good morning, Pat.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
It's good to have Pat on
What's
the phone.
Up?
For those of you that have been following the story, and if not, Pat is battling colon cancer right now and is doing a documentary about it, which I think is so absolutely amazing and just shining light on this process and what it's like. Please follow him on social media at Pat Moot to check it out and to send him love and support for sure. And we want to get an update on what's going on with you, Pat. So thank you for being with us, bro.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys. Love coming on the show. And I'm doing good, you know. I am right in the middle of round 3 of 12 of my chemotherapy. You know, honestly, the way that it happens, I'm actually very fortunate the way that it worked out. Not everybody gets the same therapy schedule that I have. So I have basically 2 weeks between every schedule, every therapy. So it's every other Tuesday I go in. And basically I spend a week feeling pretty terrible, you know, right. I'm pretty down. But then I have another week where I'm like hyper productive. Like I'm the annoying guy who was awake before you guys this morning. I got up at like 4:30. I got up at like 4:30 and was like making to-do lists for when the world wakes up. Like, once the store opens, I'm going to buy a chicken and cook it.
Well, I will say this week was the first week, I think, because like weeks 1 and 2 was kind of like new. We didn't know what was going on. This week was round 3 was the first time we kind of settled in and in terms of knowing what to expect, what was going to happen. And I think like as you go through the process, the more the drugs that are in your body, the more you start to feel some of the physical ailments of it. So I think that this past weekend was one where I think you felt sicker, even though the process isn't new anymore.
Right.
Sure. I'm better at handling the side effects. I'm better at managing nausea. I'm better at managing the fatigue and some of the other things that kind of go along with
it. The quote-unquote chemo brain is what you were calling it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I lost my phone yesterday 3 times between 5 a.m. and 9 a.m., and I never left the house. It was incredible. It was incredible.
But I have a 2-year-old daughter that just, like, runs away
just
with
takes it.
I'm like, oh, great.
Yeah, sure.
Literally, one time I was trying to leave the house, and I couldn't find my car keys. And I'm like, great. Last time I saw him, Ariella was playing with
him. Jingling them around.
It could be anywhere.
I think the most the craziest part too is that we've been and I've been observing this the cravings, like the physical, the way your body changes during chemotherapy in terms of your tastes and the things. So what, Pat, what are the things that you wake up craving? Because it does feel like pregnancy cravings where, like,
right,
all of a sudden irrationally you just want this. What are the things that you've been craving when you do chemo weeks?
So it's really wild. Like, it's crazy. And I will tell you this. I will tell you my one craving that is, like, unstoppable. And it's mostly just different combinations of the same thing. But it's waffles.
Really?
Like waffles.
Like Lego Mango.
Straight up, I can't. I mean, I'm on the straight Belgian diet. Like, I cannot get enough.
We need to go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, bro.
Seriously?
Right here on
Pico. I mean, honestly, sometimes it's the sweet and savory, so I'm all about Roscoe's. There's one right up the street from my house in Hollywood. There's another place called D Waffle, where, like, this girl, I go there so much, one of the servers hits me up on Instagram when I post it. She's like, hey, you hungry? I can bring you a waffle.
Aww,
it's like,
so
you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding
me.
Is
she cute?
But, you know what? She's my favorite person in the world.
I can imagine
those vowels. She's got waffles.
Now, were you
she's got all the waffles.
Were you a fan of waffles before you started doing chemo?
So when Brian and I were kids, our dad, the only breakfast he could make was waffles.
Huh.
He would make them like really rich. And for some reason, I just decided I was not a waffle guy. I was like, I don't like the squares. I don't get it. Like, what is the point?
Like,
these
the
pancakes
squares
are all messed up. It doesn't make sense. So I kind of decided I wasn't a waffle guy. And I swear, like, started doing chemo, woke up at like 4:30 in the morning, was like, I want a waffle so bad.
Yeah.
Squares make sense. It brings unity to the pancake.
It's
one big square with a bunch of little squares inside of it. But I was literally that day was sitting outside the waffle in Hollywood waiting to be the first one. And like, I got there before the servers and was just like, what up, guys?
<Let's> go,
all right.
We're catching
it's Waffle
with,
Friday.
If you're just tuning in, we're catching up with Pat, Brian's little brother, who's battling colon cancer. No, just He's doing an amazing job of documenting this. He's literally, you know, filming a documentary, and it's bringing so much light to people battling cancer in general. And I want to thank you, Pat, because, you know, my mom is going through chemo and going through some situations right now with her blood disorder that she has. But it's thanks to hearing your stories of how you've, in a respectful manner, have challenged doctors and not just taking everything they say and running with it,
right,
that we've been able to find out and make some progress with my mom. So thank you for what you're doing, bro. And we would love to hear, if there are more people that have these interesting chemo cravings, apparently it's a big thing.
Oh,
right? We'd love to hear from you. 877-971-HITS.
It is definitely a real thing. So if you have any, please call in or text, because chemo cravings are real and they're hilarious. The combinations are hilarious.
Pat, we love you, bro.
Specific thing in the world. It's crazy.
Love you, buddy. Please send him love. Follow his documentary at Pat Moot on social media. Thank you, bro. We just caught up with Pat, which is Brian's little brother. He's been battling colon cancer, and he's documenting the whole thing. It's absolutely amazing. You know, the things that we're learning through this process, because you never know, man. A loved one hopefully is not going through it now.
Right.
But we're all impacted by somebody going through cancer or battling cancer, I should say, at some point in time in our life. It's sad, but true. Mm-hmm. Check him out on social media at Pat Moot. He's doing an amazing job of documenting this. And he brought up something that was so interesting. He's like, yo, chemo cravings are so real. These weird, like, food cravings he's been getting.
Look, because the chemotherapy physically changes you. The chemicals attack your cells inside your body, and cancer cells replicate fast. They're weaker, so the chemotherapy kills them first. So you're keeping yourself sick, but it physically changes you, and it changes the way you taste things, the way you smell, especially during the chemo weeks. And I think the emphasis of my brother's documentary, which he's going to be shooting the entire 12 weeks, and then after is interviewing doctors. And basically, the premise is owning your own health. He's the one who requested a colonoscopy to find his colon cancer after a doctor told him no, he didn't need one. It was misdiagnosed. So it's all about, it's your life, your health, own it.
And don't just trust the system.
Yep.
Exactly.
For real.
They're just people. They may not know the right thing to do. So we put it out there for people to tell us what their chemo cravings were, and they're fantastic. Nicole Young, her niece was 3 or 4, had never liked spicy food during chemo, loved spicy food, put sriracha on everything, and now still eats spicy food. At 4 years old, she was sriraching up everything.
Awesome.
From Gail Brittingham, the only thing she could eat was orange. Orange flavored everything. Orange Jello, orange chicken noodle soup with orange flavoring, orange Gatorade. She couldn't eat anything that didn't have an orange flavor to it. From Nicole Hutchinson, all my dad liked was pepperoni, cheese, and crackers.
That's it.
That's it.
Well balanced.
Yeah, only thing you want is pepperoni, cheese, and crackers. Here's one from Kenya Cantrell. All my mom wanted to eat during chemotherapy weeks were mini bagels.
Oh, so good.
Not the big ones.
Nope, not the big ones. It says specifically she wanted mini bagels.
Anything with the word mini before it, like, and then it's food, just is so dangerous, because you think you're being healthier. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's just a mini Snickers. It's just a mini bagel.
Yep.
I can eat 30 of them. It's okay.
Bagel shooters.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Chels?
I was going to say, I wonder if she had cream cheese on it. Because we talked about how the new emoji now has a bagel with cream cheese.
Well, I did say that if you eat a bagel without cream cheese or butter or anything, you're a psycho. I don't mean that about your mom, Jennifer. Lynn McLaughlin says, my mom craved flan. She'd never had flan in her life.
That's so good. Random.
The idea of flan she loved, so we'd have to take her to Mexican restaurants to find the flan. And every week she'd find a different place, and she started ranking the flans by the which one she liked better.
That sounds like a good Instagram account, right? The at flan, and then just go do that. I remember I dated this girl, and her mom made the best flan. And I remember I was thinking about breaking up with her, and I wouldn't, just because her mom always made flan for us when we came over.
The flan was real.
Yeah. Her flan game was on point.
And this one's probably my favorite, too. Wendy Whedon says, I've always loved tacos. I've always loved Mexican food.
Preach.
But when I did chemotherapy, all I could think about was the 12-pack of tacos from Taco Bell.
12-pack?
The 12-pack. The little case of the 12-pack. And then she says, I would eat all 12 myself, and don't you dare try to take one of my tacos. She's like, I almost bit my husband's hand when he tried to grab one. She wanted all 12 for herself.
They messing around. And, you know, within all this, and what I appreciate so much about Brian's brother, Pat, he finds the good things in everything and just trying to make it better. And it's like, yo, man, these cravings are crazy. We asked you the question on text and social media, and it's amazing how many people are texting in about this and creating that community, you know, and we're just here to support, help you go through this. And that's why we have our We Can't Survive 2018. Our concert is happening in 3 more days because we're supporting young women battling cancer. So make sure you get your tickets at WeCan'tSurvive.com.
I mean, it's a great night for a great cause.
Yeah.
Last night, just to close this up, last night my brother looked at me and we were watching the Dodgers game, and he looks at me and he goes, "Pad Thai. Now." And I was like, yes. So random. He's like, "I can't get it out of my head."
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We got dopest moment for you right now on 97.1 AMP Radio, and it goes to Chelsea's love life. She's like, "I'm glad you guys think it's dope." I'm glad somebody
good
thinks
times.
It's dope. You know, we've turned into a radio novella here in studio anytime Chelsea has an update on her love life. And this episode that we did earlier is called Unex.
One ex.
Una Chelsea.
One Chelsea.
Mm-hmm. Y un escándalo.
And a scandal.
That one's easy to translate, huh?
Yeah, I like that one too.
Just take out the
scandal is good. Scandal is good. Mujer, earlier I was like, whoa. Oh, yeah, that's girl.
So it's a real crazy, twisted information that Chelsea found out a few days ago about her ex, the Scottish hunk, Kieran.
Chelsea, I want you back, Chelsea. Yep.
Kind of sounds like that.
He sounds just like that, actually.
He actually has been trying to get Chelsea back, even though he lives across the good old pond, the Atlantic Ocean. Yep. But anyways, here's the info she found out. She shared with us esta mañana. Yesterday.
On Friday, I went to dinner with two of my bosses and some friends. And one of my bosses actually brought a friend along. So we're all sitting at dinner. We're catching up. And, you know, the topic of my love life came up in conversation. My bosses were asking me, they're like, yeah, whatever. So what's going on with that Kieran guy who lives in Amsterdam? Like, what's the story? And so, you know, I kind of go on telling them the details of it, how we met in L.A. We had our second date in Amsterdam.
By the way, both bosses are male.
Yes.
And so the one boss that you're talking about brought another woman.
Yes.
With him, a friend, whatever it is.
Yeah. So she says, she goes, "Oh my God, like, is he cute? Do you have a picture?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure. Okay."
So you're like, pulling out a picture of Kieran.
Pulling up a picture of Kieran to show her. And so I hand her my phone to see the picture. And she goes, "Oh my God, I totally hooked up with him."
Wow! She said this out loud.
In front of people?
At the table, in front of my bosses. And I'm sitting there like, what?
Es un escándalo. Straight up escándalo right there.
Man.
Damn. First of all, who just says it at a table like, "Oh yeah, I've hooked up with that one."
Especially when they came with somebody else.
Yeah.
In front of other people. Yeah. It just seemed, I don't even care what the interaction is. It's just an odd thing to yell, "Hey, oh, your guy that you're talking to?
Mm-hmm.
Totally did it with him. What's up?"
I was pretty mortified. And it's just crazy because he doesn't even live here. So the the chances that I'm at a dinner with this girl who I've never met before who hooked up with my ex.
Yeah. And usually
that's
when you're at a dinner
weird.
And you try to like relate to somebody, you're like, oh yeah, you visited Boston? Yeah, I've been there too. Oh, you have those shoes? Yeah, I have a pair like that
exactly.
too. You'll say, "Oh yeah, I hooked up with your ex." Uh-huh.
"I've also seen him naked. What's up?"
Oh my God.
Let's be girlfriends.
So that happened. And I can't make this stuff up, you know? Why does this stuff always happen to me? I feel like I have
Chelsea.
The weirdest stories.
You know why? Because God knew one day you were going to end up on a radio show.
Right. I guess so.
And that you needed to bring content.
God's
and
looking down
are.
And laughing at me. Being like, "You asked for
you know
excitement."
What? It's going to be a beautiful thing at the end of this. And the novella, because every novella ends in a happy way.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. That gives me hope.
At the end of every novella, it just... You get the happy ending.
Right, so let's just make it weird for a long, long time.
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, let's drag other characters into it from the radio station and whoever else and make it super awkward for everybody in the hallways. And then eventually it works out someday.
And then from a radio novella, we'll turn it into a comic book. Chelsea, you're like some type of superhero.
Okay.
And then you'll be also at Comic-Con LA one day.
Yep,
I'm just trying to transition and giving out these tickets real quick. We have 4 tickets for you to go to Comic-Con LA. Give us a call. Caller 9, you win. Visit ComicConLA.com to buy them. It's October 26th through the 28th at the LA Convention Center. 877-971-HITS is the number to call right now for you to win. Chelsea, we love you.
Love you.
Chelsea. Don't give up on me, Chelsea.
I don't love you.
Damn, Carrie. Just take it out on Brian.
Jeez.
All right, coming up next, Jesse Ortiz taking over. Thank you for listening to us, familia. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Not even somebody at a dinner table saying, oh, I've smashed your ex too.
Team.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.